I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
And welcome. It's a Tuesday morning in the great city of Atlanta, Georgia. My name is Steak. We get a two-hour radio show that we run with. You give us the ball, we bust through at the 40. We're going to try to do what Bijan Robinson has not been able to do. Maybe this year in fantasy, Bo will coach us up, but you know, one of those 70-yard runs for daylight that we need to have. He's done everything but that. He said it. He's done everything but it. So I'm going to give the football to the queen, and she's going to head for the end zone. Sandra Golden is here.
I need you to do that over again. Like, yesterday and today, I was noticing with this shorter intro, you're like,
what?
Like, the old Steak was like, yeah!
All right. You want to hear the open again?
Yeah. We need to re-rack because we got to, let's start this day.
Well,
we got to turn that frown upside down. Stand up. Get your mind right. Let's go!
And welcome!
There we go.
It's a Tuesday morning in the great city of Atlanta. Sandra Golden is here. I'm here. We get our 2 hours, and thanks so much for being with us.
Well done.
Yes. Get the Odyssey app, by the way. Best way to listen to us anywhere around the globe. Sandra was in Macon over the weekend. You can hear that. Actually, you don't even need the app to hear us in Macon with this signal.
You ain't kidding.
You can almost hear us anywhere.
That's just a little thing called the radio in the car, and you push that button.
What was going on in Macon?
Old Dominion concert at this amazing Atrium Health Amphitheater. It's brand new. It's only been open a year. You guys, highly recommend. An hour and 10 down the road, we stayed at this amazing Hotel 45. And the wonderful thing about Twitter Steak, I put on about a month ago, where should we go to eat? And so many great suggestions, and we landed on the Rookery, and it was fantastic.
The Rookery,
y'all, and it's real Southern yumminess and Otis. Otis Redding, the Allman Brothers Band. So Old Dominion, during the day on Saturday, went to the Allman Brothers. They don't have like a museum, but they have this, literally the house they were from.
Yeah, downtown.
They all were wearing Allman Brothers gear. It was so, great little getaway.
We filmed Macon years ago for Atlanta East. We were hired by the Macon Tourism Board or something. And we did a great piece on the history. Allman Brothers were a big part of the piece that we did there. When you think about Georgia, and you think of where I just was on Sea Island, right? Sea Island,
yeah.
Georgia,
yeah.
St. Simon. You think about Macon. You think about, obviously, Savannah, right? Which is one of the hottest places in America. You were there also with Larry, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. We love those little getaways.
You love Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, places like Helen and these kind of getaways all over Georgia. Augusta for the Masters. And I guess every state has that, but it seems like we got a lot of places throughout Georgia filled with history, great weekend getaways, you know. I think we were talking yesterday during our three strikes, underrated weekend getaways. We had a lot of great calls about that as well. But you put Macon, you know.
Right,
listen,
up there.
When the state is as healthy as it is in general, you know, all those tax dollars and the surplus and all the things, it feels like a lot of regions of Georgia are thriving.
Yeah.
None bigger than Savannah, obviously, where the port has just been next level.
And Augusta, I hadn't been to Augusta in forever, and it is. Y'all, they have cleaned that place up. There are new restaurants. There's new, like, this grocery store area down there. So you're right. Just to get in the car and go, like you and your family, for a getaway. Can't say enough.
Highlands, North Carolina, and that's Georgia, but the Highlands area, right? And
but yeah. Highlands is another level of money.
Yeah.
To go.
No, it's like Sea Island.
Right. I'm talking for the real comic.
What? Sorry.
I know you're up there looking down on
no,
us.
No, I'm not looking on anybody. I'm just giving you.
Listen,
I'm just giving you weekend getaways.
I was talking to the real.
You want
people.
Me to grab Kimberly and the kids and head to Macon?
You would love it.
No, I'm not saying it's not, but there's got to be a reason I'm going there.
Well,
is it a hiking thing?
First of all,
is
the Georgia Auditorium.
Yeah,
which,
if somebody's playing. Tell me who's going to be playing. I'll schedule a weekend.
I will
Let's
tell
look
you
at
right
the Georgia
now.
Auditorium. Tell
the,
me.
Tedeschi Trucks are going to play.
Oh, seriously?
I'm serious.
So I had a chance to meet them.
Hotel 45, which is completely mid-century. Beautiful boutique hotel. It is one of Marriott's top properties. It's one of the Tribute properties. A hot little hotel, a hot little restaurant.
Why do you paint me as bougie right out of the gate? I had the same issue with Mike Bell the other night at this event we were at the Lazy Dog Tavern, which was, you know, great. Great outing for a lot of us and their.
I just want to ask you a question.
And their dad, a lot. Shake. Just hold on a second, because you. This is what Bobak used to accuse me of. You made me say that. Why do you put me in that position? It's like you're painting me. Did you see my food videos? I'm eating burgers and sandwiches. I'm not a bougie guy. I'm just like, what do you want me? You want me to go away to Macon for the weekend?
Had
I was talking about Highlands, North Carolina.
Have you ever been to the Lazy Dog restaurant in Dunwoody?
Yes, I've been.
Tell
there,
the truth.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that spot. All right. I like, you know, cool, you know, American chain restaurants. I'm not even a joke. What's the Roadhouse?
I want you
Roadhouse
to do one of those videos.
I love Roadhouse.
Oh, my God.
I love Applebee's.
Listen, it's getting thick in this
building. I love Longhorn. You know I love, but that's another level up. I love Ted's. Montana Grill.
I love the pickles at Ted's.
I love the Highlands, North Carolina.
Old Edward's Inn. I gotcha.
So Mike Bell accused me of this the other night. I was with Mike Bell, and there was an ordering situation. There were like 70 of us, and we may or may not have ordered a little bit differently than everybody else there. And then Mike Bell's all over me. So, like, it doesn't help the brand when my coworkers are trying to paint me
but
in
when
this,
I'm talking to the people that are listening and you're like, and then there's the Highlands and Sea Island. I'm talking Macon and Augusta and small town USA with their amazing charm, and I don't have to put a second mortgage on my house to go.
Are you
for
getting
the
paid by that hotel? Because
no, but I
but
wish
God,
I was.
You are
man.
Rambling on
I
about this property. Like, it sounds like have you heard about the new Universal Studios? Have you heard about that, Bo? They built the brand new first park in Orlando, $4 billion or something to build. Wow. I think it's called Epic. It's Universal Studios' new park, which is 10 minutes from the Universal Studios I was at. By the way, I was at Universal Studios.
Yeah, you're common man.
But the way you're talking about this hotel, okay, it's a nice hotel in Macon, but I hope you get a free room. My God, the biggest plug ever.
Me too.
Gosh darn it.
So listen, you commoners like me that just like to travel and don't, you know,
I'll do restaurant reviews.
I'm going to spend under $30 for a hamburger. Then y'all can watch me eat a burger. This is why we're so different, which is wonderful.
What do you mean so different? You travel everywhere. Do not paint yourself as some like.
Homeboy.
You spend one weekend in Macon and now you're Pollyanna from like good old golly gee. I mean, please. Did Mike Bell get back to you, by the way?
No, not yet. I'll tell Mike Bell's walking Ike, and then he turns us on and listens on the app.
When he goes to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, let's do 9 at 9.
Steak, you know the term come to Jesus.
Yeah, I've heard that.
This is a come to Jesus June for our Atlanta Braves.
Oh, I like that. Come to Jesus June.
Y'all having a come to Jesus moment, which means you better get yourselves right. You are about to play the Mets at Truist for 3. Then you're going to play them 4 times next week in New York. And this is it, y'all.
We got the Marlins over the weekend after this. Then you got the Mets and the Phillies, I think. Yeah. I mean.
So it's a come to Jesus June. When you get to July 1st, you're going to have to look in the mirror and come to Jesus about who you really are. And it starts tonight. Spencer Schwellenbach and David Peterson. Tomorrow night it's Chris Sale, Paul Blackburn, Clay Holmes, and Spencer Strider will go on Thursday. The Mets are in first place. They are 45-27. They just got swept in New York by the Rays.
Yeah.
The Braves are 13 games out of first. You're 31-30. You know all the numbers. Well, who are you? What kind of team are you?
What are we, 9 games under 500?
Yeah.
Is that what we are?
Yep. 31-39.
Yeah. 8. That's 8, Sandy. That's 8.
8.
8 games under 500. Okay. I mean, I don't know. Listen, Chris did a show last night about this, you know, 13 game stretch and what you have to do. Is it 3-4-3? Yeah. I mean, what is a realistic expectation?
We're like, just win a series. All right, that's fine. You make up one game at a time that way. You know, you win 2 out of 3. I can do
you're
the
right,
simple
that's
math.
Not gonna work.
You have to go on a and run sweep. Like you were talking about.
Yep.
Stranger things have happened. Take care of one at a time. And by the way, people, Ronald Acuna is currently 6th in the All-Star voting on Twitter. Braves country. Let's do this. I voted my five times this morning. He has to be one of the top three. Let's go. This is a no-brainer. He was named your National League Player of the Week because that's what happens when you bat 619. All right?
Yep.
Oklahoma City's one game away from winning the whole thing. And with Halliburton and this calf injury,
yep.
It's all but O-V-E-R. 121-09, your final last night.
Yeah, I mean, not a lot to say. It was not a great basketball game. You know, Indiana's playing with, you know, one hand tied behind their back if Halliburton's not healthy. And Oklahoma City just has a lot of weapons. They built that thing incredibly, and their fans are amazing. And it looks like that market is going to get an NBA world champion. I think the big question really, Sandra, is can Indiana find a way somehow? Now, they get 4 days, right? Not next game's not until Thursday. Jalen Williams, by the way, you talk about a guy that is emerging, as at least for America to see, as a star. 40 points last night, six assists, six boards, four assists. If Jalen Williams goes for anything north of 30, when you got SGA and company and Holmgren and everybody else, it's just that's too much.
It's over, everybody. That's have a great much. It was a great
You know, you
NBA
said
season.
The same thing about hockey, and I looked at you and said, stop it, about the Panthers. You're like, oh, they have no chance. They absolutely blew out Edmonton the other night. So it's not necessarily over, right?
Well, Halliburton on one leg, it's over.
Okay, what about tonight in the NHL? Is that tonight?
That is tonight with game six in Florida.
That was
Florida
so embarrassing, their game the other night, wasn't it? You're
I'm
at home
you.
In front of your fans.
Yeah.
Too much with Brad Marchand and Tkachuk on the same team and the better
ridiculous.
Goaltender,
Bennett,
right?
All of them,
So the Panthers will win another NHL championship tonight, a dynasty that nobody here really cares about, but that's our job is to tell you about it.
Also, I want to mention quickly, Atlanta Dream is at the New York Liberty tonight, WNBA. Why do we care?
We were good,
do
man.
You realize that our Dream is 8-2 in the last 10? They're only one game out of first behind
no,
the Liberty.
Good.
So that's
we're gonna,
tonight.
We're going to get playoff basketball.
And if you were one of the six people that was at Mercedes-Benz Stadium yesterday for Chelsea in L.A., 2-0 Chelsea, Rusty put up a picture. I couldn't believe it was real.
Well, they told us yesterday, Conte's like, they're not going to have many people there. They weren't ready for not ready for it, meaning in terms of the when it lands and how it lands and all that. We got to go to break.
Okay.
We got to talk about College World Series. It was a ridiculous outing yesterday. Also, I'm going to try to be – try to be honest. If the best player in your team is also a pain in the ass, are you really okay saying move on? Easy to say it, not easy when it happens to you. We'll get into that on Sports Radio 929. Sports Radio 929, the game. Listen, when Mike Conte... when Mike Conte walks in the studio in the middle of our show, I mean, normally he knows we're busy, he's busy. It's not. It's normally not going to be a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
But to get a lecture about Macon, Georgia, that you, the two of you in the break, all I said about Macon was there's other wonderful places to go for
yeah,
a week.
Yeah, like the Highlands and Sea Island. Well, so they're two different animals.
You got to understand something right now. Your ratings are so high that I cannot get on you about anything else other than your disdain for mid-sized Georgia industrial cities.
You know? Mid-sized. Yes, you know, I like steak. We did it. We did some research. He's very hard on Georgia's mid-sized industrial
cities. Yeah, like the way you talk about Albany and Columbus compared to Highlands,
listen,
North Carolina,
this was
and Sea Island, I think we need to recalibrate a little bit.
I love Sandra. I love that she travels. I think it's great. It sounds like a great place to spend a couple of days. But for her to sit here.
A day.
For her to sit here and give me the parking is free and the Macon and then the wine. Like, and compared to Chastain in the middle of Buckhead in our state's capital in the bougiest neighborhood in Georgia. I mean, yes, Macon amphitheater is more affordable than Chastain. Is that like breaking news? Like, you're literally just shaming Chastain and Ameris because there's free.
I like to talk to you about things that you actually can have an argument about,
yeah.
But this is not one of them. You have to just be like, you know what, Sandra? Good for you. You had a great time. Because anything you say right now is a loser. It's a lose. Well,
why are you comparing it to Chastain?
Because I was, first of all, talking to Mike, who was like me, and I said, we go to concerts, and I said, the Chastain and Ameris Bank could learn a few things from how Macon does their outside venue. Food trucks, the concessions. By the way, enough people to help you. Free parking.
Nobody loves Chastain more than me. It is the Rose Bowl of concert venues. It really feels like you're at the Rose Bowl with the trees and everything. There are challenges at Chastain.
Yes, major
parking,
challenges.
Difficult. Yes. Rideshare, incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
Concessions.
You're right. Listen, I get
somewhat difficult depending on what side you're on. So to Sandy's point, if Macon has constructed an amphitheater that has it figured out, they should get their flowers
when
for
it. When you find a city that's 1/20th of the population, you too can get in and out of a location.
To the Highlands and park at Old Hedrick's Inn, which, by the way, will cost you what a ticket was, like $130 just to park for the night.
If anybody,
and they do give you free ice cream, so I totally get it.
If anybody from Macon, 404-726-0929.
My people call in.
404-726-0929. I'm not saying anything negative about this great industrial city other than Sandra is just the roses getting tossed around. Let me ask you why you're here, Mikey, which is great because you're right outside the door, so we get to pull you in. Sandra was a little taken back. I was too, but you set us up yesterday. There was not going to be a great crowd yesterday.
No.
Explain why.
But that bad?
Terribly. By the way, I would just say 22,000 in a regular size MLS stadium is a sellout. So, you know, you do 22,000 in Mercedes-Benz, it's going to look a lot smaller. This is the first year of this tournament being so big where they're playing in NFL stadiums across the country. It does not have an established tradition yet. On paper, it was a mismatch. It's a Premier League team against an MLS team. The MLS team played okay, played respectably, but on paper, it was a mismatch. It's on a Monday at 3 p.m.
Right.
A lot of things going against it. I would point out, you know, everyone was celebrating how they had PSG at the Rose Bowl on Sunday, and they got 50,000 people there. That's great. That's only half full for the Rose Bowl. So,
well, I will
let's
say this too
on Atlanta.
You are, first of all, kids are literally in camp. Like camps are like, so you're pulling kids out of camp in the middle of the day, which is not really real. It's a Monday. It's not a weeknight game. Even you're not even starting it at 7.
Yeah.
If it was a weekend, it'd probably be double the crowd if it was a Saturday
easily.
At 3 o'clock.
Easily,
right?
Yes.
So it's just a funky time. I don't know if you heard Mike yesterday explain, like these start times are all built on Europe because that's where the audience is.
It makes perfect sense. Now, I will tell you that I watched this morning's local news on WSB, and they did a whole feature on everybody downtown eating and drinking at noon, and they were all in the jerseys. And it certainly, if you were just
Pre-World
to see
Cup.
That, you would think – it's packed. You know, the whole thing was packed.
And also, you know, there's kind of a bigger picture in play here. A lot of the British press that came over with Chelsea yesterday was raving about Mercedes-Benz Stadium and how they've never seen a soccer venue like this.
Oh,
so
that's great.
This is all kind of a test for next year.
And it's grass.
Nice
they brought in the grass.
They brought in the grass. The grass had more time to take root. I promise you this. If it's Germany against Paraguay at 3 p.m. on a Monday next June down there, the place will be full.
Yeah. Okay.
Promise you that.
That's great.
Thanks, Mikey.
All right, guys.
I'm glad
Macon.
That's our new slogan. Hey, want to talk for a second about just the whole background, knowing and being from that region, Boston. No team could take. And they're obnoxious. They're spoiled fans. You know, they thrive in Philadelphia and Boston and New York of being somewhat ungrateful, really, for what they have on a regular basis, especially in Boston where they've won multiple titles time and time again. They've won 4 World Series. Yes, Mookie Betts trade was awful. But that organization is getting crushed in that city if you listen to sports talk radio. And I just want to say, you know, as an outsider, Sandra, looking at in general, the notion of culture and karma and all that. Rafael Devers, the owner literally met with him, flew to different cities. John Henry, who owns Liverpool, who owns the Penguins, who owns part of LIV Golf. I mean, this is a multi-billionaire. He also owns the Boston Globe. He flies to meet with his best player and say, listen, I'm paying you $250 million. We'd like you to consider playing first base because our first baseman is out for the year, a season-ending injury. And he looked at him and said, I will never play first base for the Boston Red Sox, right? He also set a tone in that clubhouse of being unhappy. Me and you talk about karma, right? When there's a guy walking around, and we've been around those radio stations where there's always somebody just, you know.
Buzzkill. There's no joy, right? That's right.
So, you know, they're going to bitch and moan in that town regardless, right? Because they don't know how good they have it. But when you make a statement to say, we've got a bunch of young stars, you have the number one prospect in all of baseball, who, by the way, homered last night, Roman Anthony, number one prospect in baseball, now is called up. The kid from Tech, Kristen Campbell, whatever, and another kid, three of the top prospects. And then you've got a guy in the clubhouse that says, I'm not moving to third base when Bregman's out because you didn't want me there. Well, we didn't want you there because you've led the league in errors 6 years in a row at third base, right?
Right.
But now he's out. We'd like you to get back over. I won't do it. Play first base. I won't do it. Always unhappy, always wants to be traded. So you trade away your best player for one big first-rounder for the Giants and two other guys. Do you think that maybe they're getting a bad rap and there's something about saying we're not going to pay a guy $250 million that doesn't want to be here?
And he was there, right? 16 years old, he's been within the system. Yeah, wasn't he a Red Sox?
Yeah, he's come up through the system. He's a homegrown talent like Mookie Betts was and everything else. I don't know. Like, to me, whether it's your office culture, whether it's any team culture, like, I tend to think this is not a Luka. He's not the best player in baseball. He's a designated hitter.
Was he the best player for the Red Sox?
Yeah, he's their best hitter.
All right.
He's their best
hitter.
So I get
that.
Right.
Okay. At some point, they're not winning with him. They haven't won anything with
him. No, they won five in a row, but they hadn't won all year.
That's nothing.
Right.
So at that point, when you show you who you are, we're allowed to make a decision. We don't want you around anymore. You're doing more harm than good. You're not worth the whiskey. It's
and what
simple.
Do you think, you know, when you are a titan of industry, I promise you Arthur Blank probably wouldn't be a lot different. Different with the Braves, I guess, is Terry McGuirk. If you're literally looking at a guy and going, I sign a paycheck every 2 weeks that's like $800,000 every 2 weeks, and you won't even consider
being a team player? And I would defer more to Alex than Terry. Alex isn't putting up with that for 1 second.
Right.
That's not
Chipper
happening.
Jones went to left field so Vinny Castillo could come here. Mm-hmm. The guy's our third base superstar Hall of Famer, and he went to the outfield because it's better for the team, right?
That's right.
And then, you know, so I don't know. I just thought there was something about it to say, let's go win with these guys. And by the way, nobody on that team was lamenting it, right? They totally understood. Like, we know when we walk around a hallway, we've been together for decades, right? Yep. We what do we always say? Somebody's letting them act that way, right?
That's my big thing. There's a boss that's allowing them to still
right,
come
to
in
carry
and act
on.
That way. It's
and we watch malcontents come in, not say hello, and not be friendly, and not be a team player.
It's a buzzkill in the building, and the same.
Or go out of their way to hurt their teammates, and somebody lets them do it.
That's right.
So that's all I want to say. It is the farthest thing from Luka vibes in terms of like. Take it easy. It's a friggin' designated hitter. And, you know, listen, the Braves are all about the right culture. Now, what will that culture get us over the next 2 weeks? Are we going to beat the Mets? We got 7 games against the Mets. Can we win 5 of 7? And I agree with you. This is not about 4-3 or win a series. Can we go 5-2 against the Mets? That's what I want to talk about.
Come to Jesus June. You got 13 games.
When we come back, one of the most incredible performances you'll ever see in Omaha. And the opposite of what I just talked about, when somebody on the field shows incredible sportsmanship and love, you don't want to miss this cut when we come back. It's Steak and Sandra Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Don't be afraid to hop on social at SportsSandra, at Steak Shapiro on Instagram as well. I got a new video up from my Father's Day, a yummy Father's Day with our buddy Ford Fry, who is a regular guest here on the program. So went to one of his places, reviewed it. It's up on Instagram. Oh, yeah, we do sports stuff too on Twitter, X and all that kind of thing. And obviously a lot going on. Busy week. Huge homestand for the Braves. It will not be, in my estimation, as tough a ticket as some of these weekend games when all the kids are still here.
Yeah,
and it's like, you know, April or May for sure. I mean, listen, Atlanta empties out to a degree. Do you notice any big difference in traffic coming in?
I can leave 20 minutes later.
Oh, absolutely. You can, literally.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's a real thing.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, and Braves will feel that too. So if you want to go down there, I'm sure very affordable tickets to the Mets and Braves coming up this week. And listen, the best news we have is our starting pitching, you know, is special. I mean, Grant Holmes the other day, what was going on there? He said, I've never struck out more than 9 guys in a game. He had 15 strikeouts. Now, they get blitzed by Colorado, but then look at the last Chris Sale start. Look at the last Schwellenbach start. Spencer Strider, hopefully.
The most important thing that happened over the weekend was Strider finding his stride. Because, I mean, I was very worried that he may never get his groove back.
Yeah. When you go that deep in your starters and your pitching as good as ours is, we just don't know what is real and what isn't in terms of long-term.
What is real is we don't have a bullpen. Yeah. And what is real is our offense stinks.
Yeah, our offense
and
that is
you can have all the greatest starting pitching you want, and that's not going to get you very far.
It's below average, our offense, and it's been a couple of years of underachieving, and that's going to be the issue. And the Mets come in with a pretty, you know.
They lead the Major League Baseball in ERA. So there's that. Listen, you got to just determine who you are. Like I said, come to Jesus, because winning these cute little 2 of 3, it's not going to make any way.
The Mets lost 3 in a row and have the most wins in the National League. Not the Dodgers. They have the most wins in the National League. The two teams in baseball with the most wins are the Detroit Tigers and the New York Mets, and I'm not sure anybody saw that coming. The next is the Cubbies and the Dodgers. So, yes, the
Shohei,
Dodgers.
Shohei, by the way, pitched last night, the first inning.
One inning, yeah. Gave up a run, I think it was.
Yep.
So
hit 97 on 9 fastballs, so there you go.
Yeah.
They won 6-3.
They beat the Padres. Mm-hmm. It is really remarkable that Shohei Ohtani will be here in Atlanta. The question is, will he get to pitch an inning in the All-Star game? And why wasn't it a bigger deal that Babe Ruth is literally the same kind of deal, is up there, you know, at Chavez Ravine last night? And it's just not as big a story as you would think. And that's something baseball needs to figure out, because he's the biggest star in the game. And last night he went back to the Hill for the most, you know, the
21 months
for the best team in baseball. And I don't know that it couldn't have been a little bit bigger moment. So that's one thing we're looking at. NBA Finals last night. It was not going to turn the ratings deal around last night. That game, you know, Indiana did get within 2 or 4 in the fourth, and then they couldn't hang. That series most likely, as Sandra was alluding to, especially if Tyrese Halliburton's not healthy, will end on Thursday night. And we're not far away from the NBA draft, where the Hawks have a couple of picks. And, you know, listen, Ansi Sala looks like and his team are now going to decide, how do we close the gap, get out of play-in purgatory? That's all that matters. Orlando's like, we don't want to be playing and losing in first-round series. We don't want to play the Celtics in the first round as a 7 seed. They go out and get Desmond Bain, give up 4 number ones for that. But their message is clear. We want to be as good as the Pacers, the Knicks, and the Cavs, and the Celtics. And we'll do anything possible to get there. And then we sit here and go like, well, what are we doing? If Kevin Durant ends up in Miami with Tyler Hero and company, I think Kevin Durant averaged like 25 a game. I mean, to say like you're getting damaged old goods, let's be careful. My point is, everybody in the Eastern Conference is going to make moves.
How old is Kevin Durant?
I think he is 35 maybe, if I had to guess. 34, 35.
36, y'all.
Okay. But what did he average last year per game? That's what I want to see. My point is, the Eastern Conference is full of teams that are loading up and doing whatever it takes.
26.6.
Yeah, at 36 years old, 35 years old. So let's be careful. And if you don't think that's an incredible move for San Antonio, if they get him, and for Miami, I mean, I don't know what you think the Heat are going to be, but they're not normally a franchise that's dropping to the bottom of the Eastern Conference. And if they had Kevin Durant, and by the way, they beat us, right? They came here and beat us, so who are we to say that we're better than Miami Heat? My point is, you need to see something in the offseason from the Atlanta Hawks to say, you know, we're headed to where Indiana is.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't be that far off, But until we see it on the court, until Jalen Johnson becomes an all-star, and Dyson and Reese Hoshea and Trey and company, you know, take that next step. It's funny, Mike was on yesterday going, we got to be a top six seed. Tough to be in a city where the goal is to be a top six seed, right? I thought the goal is try to win an NBA title. I'm not blaming Mike here, but how about that mindset, Tony Ressler? We're not obsessed with getting out of the play-in. We should be obsessed with being as good as the Indiana Pacers because they're the ones who represented the Eastern Conference. There you go. I've had my say.
I think six is probably more realistic.
A top six. Well, yeah. Thanks for that insight. That
Cleveland,
six is more realistic
Boston.
Than winning a title.
I mean,
yeah, I know that's probably
okay.
Right. I don't mean to talk down to you, but you know, okay, master obvious. Six is more realistic.
By the way, can I just comment? Flipping over to that NBA game, could it be more slow? I mean, it felt that was a painful.
What do you mean,
almost
slow?
30 minutes or so.
With
could
the
we have more commercials? No, I was watching when they were within, I want to say a dozen. Pacers got within eight. I was watching.
No, they got within
then.
Four.
And woo! But I was just thinking, man, it's lacking something, whether I'm just 60,000 feet above. Woo!
You're just, I mean, you're not an NBA person.
I know. I there's a lot of people that aren't.
What did you say? It was slow?
Felt slow. It felt like
you know
lack of
slow?
Energy.
Watching
it was in Oklahoma City.
Watching a baseball game. That's slow. I mean, come on.
You know what I did watch that you guys will really enjoy last night? Thanks, Drew Butler. The Mark Twain Conan O'Brien special on Netflix.
Very entertaining.
Highly. It's way more fun than that.
That's more fun than that?
Times 100.
Okay.
When I think of college football, I think Rusty Mansell. But now, ladies and gentlemen, you must address him differently. Emmy-winning journalist.
Journalist!
Rusty Mansell. Congrats to he and his Fox 5 team, who won an Emmy over the weekend for Bulldogs Now over there on Fox 5. DJ Shockley and Crump Company. And DJ also won a solo Emmy for being awesome. So heads up to
that. Is that an actual award, being awesome?
Yeah, it was the individual award, I think.
Anchor, something.
They put it all together, you know, everything he does, analyst and journalist and all that.
Analyst.
Tori McElhaney from the Falcons, the Atlanta Falcons, walked away with three sports Emmys, amazing stuff, and Tori for her job on the Grady Jarrett story. So just want to give them some love because they do such a great job out there at Falcons, that whole video department. And they do allow them to compete now, like Auburn's video department, Clemson's around the Southeast. So congratulations to them.
Wow. I mean, you really are taking care of people today. My God.
Yeah.
The Falcons video department, shout out.
Do you watch? Do you
shout out to DJ?
AtlantaFalcons.com. If you guys just do a drive-by over there and see the work they do. That studio, by the way. It's nicer than most news stations. That's new.
The
Falcons video. Yes. You would think they're billionaires.
Are they going to get us out of the closet? Are we going to get to come out of the closet?
Hey, now. Yeah. No, we're
not. At some point?
No, we're going to be. At least we're on campus. Woohoo! Y'all, the College World Series just continues to deliver in terms of amazing, amazing moments. Hats off to you, Gage Wood.
God, dude. That.
How about that name of a pitcher, Gage Wood?
I mean, let me just tell you. I watched a bunch of him live, and then I watched the 19 strikeouts replay. The kid is throwing upper 90s. Then his off-speed stuff was nasty. Murray State can hit the out of the ball, right? It's Murray State.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so overmatched. No hitter, almost a perfect game. Gage Wood for Arkansas last night.
3-0, your final. Murray State is out. Also, Arizona is out. So those two are left. So,
how'd LSU do, Bo?
So LSU okay? And UCLA got suspended because of rain last night.
Yeah, they're
correct?
Picking up at 11 a.m. LSU's okay.
What's the score?
5-3.
What?
5-3?
Yeah.
What's the inning?
Like the fifth.
Oh. Well, let Sandra know because I'm sure she's going to want to run home to watch that. The NBA,
11 a.m.
Well, no, I know because the NBA bores her. NBA Finals, superstars. Sandra would rather run. Make sure you find a TV.
I know
are you going to be around a
you're
TV?
You're trying to shame me. And by the way, there's a lot of people that would rather
watch
the College World Series.
I just want to make sure
than
that you're
Oklahoma State.
No, can you check in your
Pacers?
Can you
wow.
check in your hotel early though?
Woo!
I'm just asking. Can you check in early?
I'm
going to
do
hotel?
Some Jello shots during the next commercial break right here. Just
no, I
want to
make sure you can get in your hotel room to watch college baseball because the NBA Finals. They're just, you know, it's just a snooze fest for you.
I was flipping
snooze
around.
Snooze fest. Ooh. All right. We talked about the other side of it. Rafael Devers, not a good teammate. Let's talk about sportsmanship on the other side. So Gage Wood, at some point, goes over to the Murray State dugout. Did you see this moment, Bo? Pretty nice, right?
So Connor Cunningham is the shortstop for Murray State. They're from the same town. They work out in the offseason.
He's going to tell you.
I don't think he says all that.
What?
Go ahead.
Jeez. Are we going to be able to make it through this hour?
I don't know if you are.
Here is Sandra just selling right through it. The reason it's a 60-second cut is because I'm going to tell him I love him.
That's so sweet.
I'm on cloud nine. Isn't that great to see? You know what guys say? Why do you shake hands after games? That's an archaic thing anyway. You know, they were doing a thing about coaches and teams. Yeah. Isn't it nice sometimes that there's actual sportsmanship for a guy that just blew them away to say their season just ended? Of course, I'm going to go love on my guy. Really impressive.
Dan Skirka, who Murray State got beat, and his kid was sick. I don't have the details of him being sick. So he's got his son sitting with him at the press conference, and they are both bawling their eyes out, y'all. And he does a 6-minute diatribe on just what this has meant to him.
One of the things I love is that every season is not defined by winning a championship. College basketball is like that in the Final Four. Now, not for Duke in the Final Four, but for some schools, if you win that Sweet 16 regional and get to go to the Final Four, you've won. That season is a dream season.
Yeah.
For Murray State to beat Duke that night, remember? To beat Duke in the Super Regional, get to spend 5 days in Omaha with their fans.
He got 1,300 texts, he said, after we beat Duke.
Yep.
He said, this has been the most magical thing that's ever happened to our family.
Absolutely, it's right.
Just, it's a special, special place.
Yeah, when you're in places like that and to get a moment, and that's what's been so great. There were 8 new teams, right? You said it.
Yeah.
8 new teams in this year's College World Series.
That's right. First time it's happened. So just to review, Louisville and Oregon State will play at 2 after that LSU-UCLA.
Is that the loser's bracket or what?
Louisville and Oregon State.
Losers
is elimination,
out.
And then the winner of LSU-UCLA plays Arkansas at 7, and I believe the loser's out, or has LSU lost
LSU
yet?
LSU hasn't lost yet.
Okay, so they already beat Arkansas, so if Arkansas loses tonight, it's over for the number one seed.
Can you record stuff at home? Do you have the ability to record?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Because
Thursday night is game 6 of the finals.
Yeah.
Between Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
If you have recorded one of these elimination college Oregon State game, so now when you're in your hotel room, you can at least watch Oregon State baseball. No, I'm just trying to give you options. That's all.
Thank you.
When
does this NBA season end? Jeepers. Jesus, take the wheel.
You are just a piece of work today. I mean, first, the biggest plug for Macon in radio history, right? And now she's the side of the NBA.
I'm going to run for mayor.
Mayor of Macon. Now you set me up. Is Mike Bell coming on?
Mike Bell has been heard from this morning. So, yes, he's coming on at 10 o'clock.
He's going to talk about something the other night I heard.
Just
that you
blasphemy
set me,
of a, you of set a me whole up. Event.
You
Here we
set
go.
Me up. All right. Top of the hour, 10 o'clock on Sports Radio 92.9.
Nuts. Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Hey, we got 2 hours of radio, and this is hour number 2, the greatest shift in history. We can almost be entertaining for 2 hours. Now, you set up some phone call with Mike Bell.
Well, I heard you talking about the great Father's Day event.
Yeah,
that
no,
was
we
this
had
past
a great
Friday.
Time at Lazy Dog. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, you heard something about
I heard
about,
through the grapevine that, well.
Yeah, Bobby was there, Mike Bell. So, does he know to call in?
He's on the phone.
Oh, is he
hey,
on?
Mikey, good morning.
You know, let me just say, it was great. I just showed you, what's
that
the photo I
That was such
I
a
just,
good picture, you and Mike and Bobby. Bobby's new daddy, Mike Bell.
He was.
Bobby Bell.
He was mesmerized. Sitting next to Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Listen, all the women are, so I can only imagine
who
Bobby.
They talked to him like a real adult, for sure. Mikey, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. First time to really spend time with young Robert, you know, in an extended period of time. I've seen him coming and going at the station or at sporting events. But, well, yeah, first chance to really sit down and educate the young man.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard you were dropping so many F-bombs, and I know he loved it, that kid.
Well, I can't speak to that. I mean, there were a couple of old-fashioned that were poured before we sat down. So
I will say this. Mikey was on an aggressive pace. It's a Friday night for Mike Bell.
Right.
He had no
right.
responsibilities. And, you know, he was at a station event like the old days. You know,
right.
the only rule of the station event was there are no rules. And Mike,
don't drive.
Yeah.
Don't drive home after. There
yeah.
you go.
So, right. But he's like, I really like those guys. What's that guy's name? That black guy Mike sitting next to me. I go, that was Carl. Yeah, I like him.
Oh.
But I like Mike too. Those guys are good. When are they on? I was like, they're on in the afternoon, Bobby. Like, you know, he's like,
well, no, Santa,
what's
always,
his?
You know, it always starts with sports. So I was asking him, Bobby's playing soccer. And I said, you didn't like baseball? He's like, nah. You know, he gave it a shot. Didn't really dig it. And we were talking about sports and stuff. And then, you know, again, everything was going great. We're breaking steak chops, telling, you know, Bobby stories about steak in the old days. Like when Steak had me walk him through how to use Fix-It-Flat on his car one day. You know, Steak's like, what do I do? I go, well, you got to shake the can up. He goes, now what? I go, well, now you got to take the stem cap off and screw it on.
Oh, that must have been a long day for you.
And then what? I go, well, then eventually we'll fill the tire up. You can get it to a gas station. You Goyim are amazing with this stuff.
He's not kidding. When I hear I'll talk to my buddy and he'll just be like, yeah. I'm redoing something in the bathroom. I go, what do you mean you're doing? Like, I don't know, like on the floor, you're the thing or the fixing the toilet. I was like, how do you know how to do that? That's that's amazing. That's like the future. That's like science. Well, my wife once said to me, Mikey, because she's married to a, you know, Louisiana, old school, great with his hands, Mike Zimmer. She's like, you literally can't do anything around the house, like nothing. And I was like, I can order Chinese food like a champ. But no, I
right.
can't. Yeah.
Right, right. No, but it was funny. So we were having a great time, and I was just telling Bobby old stories from back in the day. And we're talking about sports. And then, you know, out of the blue, Carl nudges me and goes, what the hell did Steak just order for his son? Because all of a sudden, it's like, you know, you hear from the kitchen, oh, and all of a sudden they open the silver tray, and Bobby has got some kind of, like, I don't even know what it was, like a sushi thing. It was completely off the menu.
Well,
standard.
Hold on. It was crispy.
I look at Carl and I say, the power of Atlanta Eats right there. There you see it.
It was a crispy rice with some tuna on it. Now, we had a set menu. There were only 5 items we could order.
Let me get this straight.
So,
hold, please. So you're at Lazy Dog
Tavern,
which is burgers, hot dogs,
it's a great menu,
great onion rings.
Yeah. They had meatloaf on the menu. They had stir fry.
I had the trout.
Yeah.
They had like a bison meatloaf.
Yeah.
They had options. They had a steak if you wanted it. And steak breaks out this gourmet stuff that we didn't even know was available. So it did raise some eyebrows, Sandra, if I'm honest.
I'm with you. So
let me just say something. The waitress said to me, I waited on you. I forget what restaurant. I watch your show. I said, what should I order here? Because he's kind of a picky eater. He loves sushi. She's like, oh, there's a crispy rice dish. I said, oh, I didn't know if I had to order on the menu. And she said, honey, you can order whatever you want. Now,
aww.
All right? I didn't know Mike and Carl were going to, like, you know, have the food jealousy. Granted, we were at the same table, so it was awkward. And then I get a rap as being Mr. Bougie because my kid's not eating the meatloaf, right? The meatloaf!
The meal that was great for 35, 40 people, Santa, it was beneath steak. That's how Carl, and again, this is Carl's first time experiencing it. So Carl was traumatized. I got to be honest. Carl talked about it yesterday. It was a bit much.
Did he mention that for real yesterday or did he?
Yes. First thing, it stuck in his mind like a splinter in his brain all weekend. And then he had to talk about it on Monday.
Well, listen, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to separate myself. Just, listen, if you were, me in a restaurant's like you at a NASCAR race. There's a certain, you know, you get certain treatment at Atlanta Motor Speedway that probably others don't get, right?
Right. Now it's called Echo Park Speedway Steak, please.
Sorry.
But yes, you're right. But, Sandra, we just fell into our roles. I was just talking jive, and Steak was ordering off the menu. So basically, know your role.
Who's ordering sushi at the Lazy Dog? I've never heard of sushi. Did you hear? Bobby is talking about $50 and $60. I said, and buy or sell $50 on cologne. He looked at me as if I said, please light your hair on fire and kill yourself. Because he goes, buy a cologne for $50. I go, wait, what? So the knowledge of cologne and expensive.
That is a thing now. And ask Day-Day. These kids in their cologne, they save up to buy. Mm. And then he called me, what did he say? What character am I?
Oh, my God, an NPC or something, non-role. Right. He was called, it's so funny.
Yeah, he said my cologne is average. Anyways, Mikey.
Sandra, it was a great meal. And as I said, it was one thing for Bobby, and it's steak, it's Duck LaRange. So that kind of put it over the top.
Right.
Hey, do you agree this is... this is kind of, what do you call it? It's come to Jesus June for the Braves.
Come to Jesus June.
You know?
Yeah. Seven games with the Mets. You know, I mean, you're either going to, I don't know if the division is attainable, but you're going to make a run for the wild card and force Alex to do some things by the trade deadline, or you're going to be 20 games out. I think Braves fans, and I love the optimism because 21, I was like, fire sale it, man. When Acuna got hurt, this thing's done. And 21 proved that anything's possible. 22, they caught the Mets. But I just think this team doesn't pass the eye test. You know, there's just something about this team. Now, I don't know what Alex can do with the trade deadline, but first things first, you got to be viable, and that means you got to win some series against the Mets.
Yeah, and you've been talking about Sean Murphy and some other guys, and just said like, what are we waiting for? You've been on the Sean Murphy thing. It's not personal, but like Mike said, Drake Baldwin. Why would you take at bats away right now? It's time to say that We have a standard. Sean Murphy's not what we thought we were getting. He does have major offensive struggles. And let's at least send a message that we are ready to move guys if, we just think that they're not part of our future. And I would argue Sean Murphy is not part of your future. I heard you talking about it yesterday.
Right. I mean, look, as long as you give me some clutch, and sometimes he does come through. But as I said, overall, his baseball card, we got an entire team of 230 hitters. And I know that everything is more about OPS these days, but you get the point. We got a bunch of guys that just aren't clutch, don't make contact. And look, this team, whether it was Bobby Cox or Snicker, if they don't hit the 3-run homer, they don't win. That's it, And so you got to find. So that's why I thought it was interesting, whether it was pie in the sky or anything, they were at least talking to the Red Sox about Devers, to see at least kick the tires on it, because they need some home run pop on this team.
Well, he would have been right in the middle of your lineup, and would have. But again, if you're not going to play him at third base, which you're not. And you're not going to play him at first base. Marcelo Zuna is Rafael Devers. Middle of the lineup guy is a DH that's going to drive in runs and hit home runs and be your best hitter. And that's pretty much what Zuna has been. But anyways, thanks for checking in. It was great to spend time. Always great. I'm going to post the picture. It actually is a great picture. I would say Steak and Mikey from 20 years ago.
You guys look great. And that Bobby is so cute.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
What a great kid. I can't believe he's your son. He's a great kid.
Thank you, buddy. All right, there's Mike Bell. Listen to him this afternoon on Sports Radio 92.9. The game. 10 o'clock hour is brought to you by our guys at Wise Guys Pro Wash.
WiseGuysProWash.com, biggest and best in Atlanta. Mention me, you're going to get $70 off your service, and that's a no-brainer.
Did you hear
I don't know if you guys have been watching Drake Baldwin, and I'm not banging on the kid because we knew this was going to happen, but over the last 15 games, he's batting 140.
Yeah.
So, it happens every time. The pitchers are going to figure you out a little bit, so we got to kind of make adjustments in there. But, with the numbers, on June 30th, you're going to have 79 games left. You're going to figure out where you are, and then you're going to deal with the trade deadline. And I don't know who you guys think is untouchable at this point. Everybody's going to be looking for bullpen arms. Everybody's going to be looking for starting pitching. Everybody's going to be looking for the bat.
There is.
And you're not going to be relevant this season.
Right.
By June 30th, that's a hard pill to swallow.
I think you have to also be realistic about your team. Now, what I would say is this is not a lineup that's going to win a World Series, although stranger things have happened in Jorge Soler and Jock Peterson and all the things that happened.
Lightning in a bottle, they call it that for a reason.
Right. But when you have a staff like we have, you cannot concede that if we get in the wild card and we're sending out Chris Sale and we're sending out Schwelly and we're sending out
Strider,
Spencer Strider, does anybody want to play? Do the Dodgers want that? I mean, you tell me the Cubs you'd be that intimidated if you had to play the Cubs.
Well, unless they can go 9 innings, each of them. Y'all, I'm just saying, you can have the greatest starting pitching, But when you get to the bullpen, we explode. It's terrible. The numbers, when you start to grind those numbers from the seventh inning and the one run losses,
it's a
disaster. We've been candy coating this, and we keep looking to the next series. Just win a series. You are so far back on June 17th. I can't remember.
Well, we did win two series, but that was not.
That is, you're gaining two games on the Mets. You are looking way up, y'all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, as we said about the Rockies, they may be the worst team in baseball. It doesn't mean they can't beat us at some point. And by the way, we had to come back on the Friday night game in order to win that game, and we got smoked on Sunday. So, yeah, there's frustration for Braves fans, understandably. And now we'll see what it's about. It's a strange place to be living. I've been saying it all year.
Yeah, we're not used to it.
Can this city handle a bad baseball team? Can you handle a summer where, listen, you know, they gave us a World Series that was unbelievably unlikely. They gave us a season offensively that was unlike anything we've ever seen. A home run barrage the year after that was just epic. Then they find their way in with 89 wins, I think it was last year. They find their way into the postseason. Granted, it didn't go well. But, like, this is a team that you have faith in. Can you handle a season where you tell your buddies on a Tuesday night, we're going to go to Truist, and we may be, you know, 12 games out of first and 4 games under 500, but they're the Braves, and we love this baseball team. And then maybe it's a reshaping or a come-to-reality moment that we did hit lightning in a bottle, and the offensive numbers the following year are not realistic numbers, right, in 22, and that we've got to, you know, figure out what this is moving forward. And what's Michael Harris as an offensive piece? And is Ozzie Albies a top second baseman offensively in baseball? He's not hitting like it. And does Sean Murphy have a role here? You just give the at-bats to Drake Baum. It's time to take a look at top to bottom of the roster.
That's why I said Ronald Acuna can go sit over there and everybody else.
Yeah. And Ronald Acuna needs to be on the All-Star team, which he'll get named
for
regardless.
Yeah, you guys on my Twitter, at SportsSandra, there's the link. Vote 5 times a day. Get him in. He's 6th right now as they took the
first. But also stop voting for the guys who are ahead of him. Or don't vote for them. If you really want to push Ronnie into there, don't vote for the guys ahead of him. Vote for guys
good
like
point.
Dylan
So
Bruce,
we'll get Ronnie. Like we're going to have Ronnie in. We're going to have Sale in. And we're going to have Schwelly in. Is that what we think, Bo, in terms of who's definitely getting in?
Look, Austin Riley's being way disrespected in this whole All-Star
voting. I totally
agree.
He's
not even in the top 5, and he's the third best third baseman in the National League. And that's behind Alec Bohm, which he's a much better third baseman than Alec Bohm. But as far as, you know, stats go, he's right behind him.
All right, so get on the Austin Riley bandwagon as well. Big game tonight for sure. When we come back, I want to talk more about the U.S. Open that Sandra, again, something else she was annoyed about. I don't know how much you heard Drew Butler yesterday. Another line of thinking.
I don't think I was annoyed because I don't care enough about golf to be annoyed. I just kind of didn't understand.
Right.
And I have been educated about it.
Yeah, I kind of like what Drew Butler said. I'm somewhere in the middle with the course. Mike Bell hated it. Drew Butler loved it, so I stand somewhere in the middle. I want you to hear a conversation about when the actual venue is bigger than the sport, and there's only a few places in the world. Dan Patrick had a guest on yesterday. We're going to play that cut. Think about somewhere it doesn't matter the score, the teams, or anything else. It's the cathedral of sports. How many are there? We'll talk about it when we come back. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. You think anybody cares about the Florida Panthers winning the Stanley Cup? When I say anybody cares, that's a stupid question. That's not the way to phrase it. How big a sports story do you think the Panthers winning another cup tonight is overall in places where they don't
have? On a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 6.
Even in Atlanta?
Even in Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah, I think if you're a sports fan.
Right?
I don't know. Is Caleb and Bo, you going to watch tonight the Stanley Cup Finals? Are you hockey guys at all? Do you grow up around hockey, Caleb, at all or not?
Not one bit. So now, I will tune in because it's like they could clinch it tonight and win. And I love like that entire Stanley Cup presentation of the trophy and everything.
Yeah, that's cool, right?
Absolutely love that. But otherwise, no, I just don't really care.
But tonight it'll be on. Were any other playoff games on your TV during the postseason or not really?
I feel like game one was.
Okay, of this finals. Anything before the finals?
No.
Okay. Paul, what about you?
Same. Like, and I got to work tonight, so it'll probably be on one TV.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like you got to explain to people why they should care, why it's a big deal, what does it even mean? It's a marginal sport. It's the National Hockey League. But anybody from here, from the Northeast or hockey towns or Sandra, who adopted up, became a hockey fan, has friends that work in the NHL. It's just the jealousy is overwhelming that I have for Southeast markets or Southern markets that get hockey. I'm so friggin' jealous. It would be such a great accoutrement to our winter sports is to have the Hawks and said hockey team going on.
It's really a case study if they did a 30 for 30 on the Panthers, the Lightning, the Carolina Hurricanes, and the Nashville Predators.
Yeah.
And what they do right. Now, the Predators don't have a Stanley Cup, but the rest of those three I just mentioned do. Multiple. Tampa has multiple. Stanley. Florida has multiple.
Carolina's
got one. But Carolina is, you could argue, was the best team in the NHL this year. And they just didn't
did
get,
you
that,
hear
they got
us
hurt.
Talking about Charlotte yesterday
yes,
at all?
Yes.
We were relentless.
But they're in Raleigh. The Carolina Hurricanes are in Raleigh, and they do a phenomenal job.
Yeah, that's
so
a good sport.
It is a case
Raleigh's
study.
A really sleepy sports town. That's a great because it's ACC country and a lot of passions there. Obviously, NC State is in town, but then there's Carolina and Duke. Mm-hmm. Then there's the hockey team. I assume they're Panther fans, although that's in Charlotte, right? So all that's pretty interesting. As well, a couple of things I wanted to get to. The fallout from the U.S. Open. Oh, we'll get to that in a second. Sorry. Now, this is off of X. It's on, I haven't seen it too many places, but I haven't been looking that hard.
The one that Rusty sent us this morning?
Is that was about Anthopoulos? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about the guy that did the U.S. Open as an amateur.
Oh, well, yeah, he just sent us. They had a guy from the Golf Network that's a one handicap, played the U.S. Open at the exact same tees, exact same conditions Monday, and shot 23 over par. Shot in the 90s. So that's the case, how ridiculous that course is. But anyway, this is from Stripers Report, which is the folks who cover the Gwinnett Stripers, right? The Red Sox reached out to the Braves first, gauging interest on Rafael Devers, which the Braves responded that they were interested, sources tell Stripers Report. The Red Sox asked for Sean Murphy, Marcell Ozuna, and two pitching prospects. On Sunday, before the trade between San Fran happened, Alex Anthopoulos informed the Red Sox the Braves were no longer motivated in making the deal, sources tell Stripers Report. I don't know why you'd take on $250 million salary in Rafael Devers when Marcell Ozuna is right in the middle of your lineup, and you're going to give up pitchers. And you're going to take on payroll, and you're going to give up Sean Murphy also. Like it's.
I think you have to listen to the phone call. I think.
I agree.
Yeah, I think every team in the Major League Baseball
and
has to listen.
Rafael Devers is a better hitter than Marcell Ozuna right now, although they're pretty close, right? So, and Rafael Devers is younger, but and would he be good in the middle of our lineup? Yeah, but Marcell Ozuna has been good in the middle of our lineup for
There's
years now.
There's 250 million reasons why not. To
yeah,
do that,
I mean, they were not.
The money wasn't.
I mean. Could Alex Anthopoulos go get $250 million to get a guy? $250 million. I mean, it's a long contract, right? I mean, it's over the next 8 years. Yes, I think he have to convince them the upside. I don't think a disgruntled, non-team-oriented guy who is not going to play first or third, but may not even play if they got injured. Remember why the Red Sox said, you're out. The owner flew on the road to meet with him and said, can you help us out here? We just lost our first baseman for the year. We're 500. We'd like you at first and Alex Bregman at third. And he said, I'll never play first base for the Boston Red Sox. But he said it in Spanish because he barely speaks English and he's been there like 9 years, which I love that Ronald Acuna is trying
so
to,
do I.
You know
he's
what I mean?
He's doing a great job, yep.
It's just a little bit of a cop-out. So they decided he's a disgruntled player.
And as much as Alex preaches clubhouse unity and character people in there, I just don't see that coming together. But I think you have to take the phone call.
I totally agree on everything you said, which is, I think, is a good, which is good progress for us today.
We've come a long way
since
an hour and a half ago.
Dan Patrick talked to, who's the gentleman from the Golf Channel, Steve Sands?
Steve Sands, who does NBC.
NBC Golf.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about the course. And it's a great topic because...
No, you guys brought it up yesterday because Drew's point was the course was the star. It wasn't the players. It was the course. And I thought that's exactly the right way to put it. Because you were talking about Oakmont.
All right, so... I thought this was a discussion worth hearing 60 seconds of.
How many golf courses in the world do we tune in to see the golf course, and then you tune in to see how the players play the golf course?
Augusta National for the Masters every year. I've never been anywhere. You know, I've said this to people all the time. You can go to Churchill Downs on the first Saturday in May. You're going to turn around and watch the Derby at some point. You're going to go to Wrigley or Fenway or whatever your cathedrals are, Fog Allen. At some point, whatever your cathedrals are in sports, you're going to be watching the sporting event. You can walk, and we talked about this before, Dan. You can go to Augusta, get a badge for a day, walk around, eat those horrible pimento cheese sandwiches.
How dare you?
Buy yourself $2,000 worth of merchandise because you think you're never going to go back there again. You have to buy something for every human being you've ever met in your life, whether you love them or not. Have a beer, walk the 18 holes, see the place you're so familiar with, not see a single golf shot, and walk away, go home, and go, that was the best day of my life. And you never saw a shot. The course at Augusta National matters. Pebble Beach, I think, is in that category. We see that regularly, but you can just walk around Pebble and enjoy the beauty. And again, St. Andrews, the familiarity of it, the history of it. But I think it's those three. And if you're going to do a U.S. Open, I think next year's venue might be the best golf course in America, Shinnecock, out on the tip of Long Island. But Oakmont is one of those places that's hosted the most, Dan, but it's also, it's just so famous for being hard. It's just so hard. It's fun for us hacks to watch the best players in the world try to get it around there.
A lot of stuff there. Obviously, we are incredibly familiar with Augusta National and that we have the greatest golf course and the greatest golf tournament in the world up the road from us, which is awesome. I'd argue some of those venues, too, that it's still – I could go to Wrigley and not really care about anything on the field. I certainly feel at Fenway Park because of the history of my whole childhood was like – that was my favorite place on earth. Those old hallways or what are the concourses?
Oh yes, yeah.
And going up the ramp to see the green grass and everything else. It doesn't like there.
But it is rare. It is so rare
that
in
the
sports
venue
that the venue is as important or more important.
I think the Battery and Truist, the
good
experience
point.
Of mm-hmm. it. That it does not matter. It's way better when the Braves are good and we're playing the Phillies and we hate them. But I'll tell you this. My daughter, the only thing she wants to do when she comes to Orlando is go to Braves games. And it's now that she is in college and has girls from around the country, they think the Battery is just like the whole thing. The drink before the game, walking, they go Chop House, and then they'll go to another bar, and then they'll sit. And this, it's like a whole deal.
Absolutely.
And she is not dialed in like she is with football, like live and die how Georgia does, and there, she has a few other teams. Braves aren't her favorite team. Braves are her favorite place to go to games. So it's not going to have – it's like Atlanta. I mean, you know, we're not going to have the history of 100 years. I get it. But the venue of Truist is just a spectacular night out. Can you think of a venue – where the venue supersedes everything? Notre Dame, we've been to South Bend, right?
Notre Dame is one.
So you go see Touchdown Jesus, you tailgate. Dame is playing Navy. I'm trying to go like low end. So Purdue, right? If they're playing Purdue, we're still going to be into it, right? No matter how good the game is or not.
Absolutely.
If they're winning 48
to 10. 3 hours before the game was more important.
Right.
And the Wrigleyville was my first time.
I totally
with all you
agree.
Guys,
done it once or twice.
I think your own college football. So Doak Campbell now has been redone.
So is that a three
nostalgic
strikes question?
Oh, yeah. That's perfect.
Your own sports cathedral?
Yeah. That's
so now
perfect.
We agreed on this.
Yeah, I think doing good.
I think it's good for listeners to see. Yeah, we've had a full circle moment.
Like a real married couple.
Yep.
Very happy.
That are still together, fighting the good fight. We'll play some three strikes, get you caught up, and a few other things on Sports Radio 92.9.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Sports Radio's 92.9 The Game. Follow us along on the Odyssey app. My name is Steak. Follow me at Steak Shapiro, at Sports Sandra, and get us on X and all that. I got to post that Mike Bell picture with Bobby. Will you remind me?
Yes, it's got a lot going on here.
I'm distracted. Mm-hmm. Trying to come up with three strikes.
There's a lot going on.
I've done like 20 radio commercials today, which is great when you have the ratings that we have across the board.
Yeah, congratulations, by the way. This place is celebrating today. Well-deserved. Numbers. Mike Conti and company and Steak, your show is... Is there anything better than number one?
It's our show.
We're your side pieces.
Never seen ratings like this, yeah, but I've never been on a station with 100,000 watts or had a group of co-hosts like you guys. So, you know. Randy and Andy. My God. Now I know why Randy McMichael, you know, when I first got here, was like, you're taking an hour away from me. You don't do that. Not with those ratings.
He still looks at us with the side eye.
Like, no, he does not do that at all.
He's the best. They're the
best.
What
do you say? Kill them with kindness.
Yeah. No, they are sweet. Everybody here. I love them all.
You love everybody.
I don't love everybody.
You love Macon. You love your co-host.
I do love the Wise Guys. WiseGuysProWash.com brings us the 10 o'clock hour. Mention me, $70 off. What are you waiting on?
You love the venue. What are you waiting on? You love this restaurant. What's that little pub brewery up by the lake? You love that place on Friday nights. Well, they have live bands there.
Yeah, rest in peace, Oconee Brewery.
Oh, it's not there anymore?
Well, they went bankrupt, so there's
that. Oh, wow.
They didn't charge enough for their wine, I'll tell you that much.
The Sandra Golden plug, I guess, didn't work.
All right, big game of the night, John Foy, you know what it is. It's the Come to Jesus June for our Atlanta Braves and the Mets tonight. Spencer Schwellenbach, David Peterson on the mound, 7:15, first pitch.
Let me ask you a question. Are we going to play the Lou Williams now? Did you check with that?
Good.
Have you guys heard the Lou Williams stuff?
So Gilbert Arenas has a podcast, and there's like 10 people on there. And sweet Lou Williams is on there, and they literally start busting his cojones for, what were you doing during the bubble? What were you doing at Magic City? And he says, wait a minute.
I didn't sneak out of the bubble to go to Magic City. That's not what happened. They excused me from the bubble to go to a funeral. Doctor is traveling with me. The funeral home was a block away from Magic. I've been staying in a hotel, eating hotel room service food. Magic got good food. This is my hometown. And if you know ATL, we eat in our strip club. That's where you can find the best food. Cheetah, Magic, so on and so forth. Poppin' Magic. What they won't tell you is it was 8 people in there. All of them was with us.
And the big nugget that he dropped was he did not order lemon pepper wings, ladies and gentlemen. He ordered the barbecue wings with the lemon pepper additives, the little sprinkles on them, lemon pepper seasoning on top of it. So there you go.
We need the chef from Magic City in here one day to talk about the phenomenon with those wings. I'd argue when you come to Atlanta, that's the number one thing people talk about are the lemon pepper wings at Magic City.
He also talked about Alluvia with the chicken fingers. And he goes, in the strip clubs, this is where we go eat. These places are delicious restaurants.
That is much more of a cultural black thing than a white thing. Is it strip clubs, I think, more so in that community, is less about like the strip. It's more about like girls and guys and the energy and the food. It's more like a lounge / nightclub, whereas I would argue that the places that, because there's more black clubs and white club type thing, and Alluvia was kind of in between, but that is a culture. Again, it's part of the culture of Atlanta, right? And Atlanta, if Atlanta influences everything, maybe dining in the strip clubs is something that Atlanta is influencing. So let me give you our three strikes as well. What is your sports cathedral? We were talking earlier, Fenway, Wrigley, Oakmont, Pebble Beach, Augusta. We talked about Notre Dame and South Bend or any of that. Do you have a sports cathedral? Am I safe to say your cathedral, Bo, would be Baton Rouge Tiger Stadium or not?
So I was curious as to if you wanted to – if it's venues that we've been to or grew up with.
No, it doesn't have to be.
I was thinking the Superdome, but yeah, Tiger Stadium would probably be second because that's just where I've spent most of my
So what if I said you didn't have to have been there? Was there someone else in your mind that you were thinking of or not?
Well, then, you know, all the rest of the, you know, like the Notre Dames and the ones that the traditional cathedral type places,
I mean, The Superdome. Listen, I've been to a lot of games. Tulane played their home games.
So many events.
I know, but it is a dump still. I mean, I was there for Saints-Falcons, our VIP. Like, they pulled off the Super Bowl. God bless them. But, I mean, it's hard. You know, listen, we built a new stadium. It's hard when you have the old stadium. There's only so much
yeah,
you can do.
You're right.
There's literally only so much you can do with an old building. And they, God bless, they found a way to make it more modern.
Just some Febreze would help.
Yeah. College or pro game you're looking most forward to this fall? The college or pro game you're looking forward to most this fall? And I dropped Bobby off this morning. He's now on cross country team and they're training, which I never thought I'd see the day. I can't even, like, I dropped him at the river down on Chattahoochee. I said I get off at, I don't know what exit it was.
Cross country, does he run? Does he?
Well, what do you, yeah, that's what cross country is.
He's been running at home?
Well, because he plays soccer, so he's got good cardio. So I think mom was like, you have to play another sport or do something in the fall. And shockingly, parent advice, when you don't give them a choice, when you say you have to do this, it's much easier. Kids don't want to have to decide because they may decide to say, I don't want to do that. Just say, you're running cross country. He's like, what? You're running cross country. And you're getting up at 7:30 and you're running down by the river. Down by the river! So he's doing it. So
good for Bobby.
Your favorite place.
College or pro game that you're most looking forward to this football season?
College or pro game.
Okay, pro
game. Pick one game that's on your head. And then the coolest place for a walk or a run. Take it any way you want. Coolest place for a walk or run. I will say this to Mr. Bo. New Orleans, Louisiana, if you stay off Bourbon Street, but a tremendous place to run. And I'm not a big runner, but if you're staying in New Orleans and you'd run down by the river and then you cut over at Cafe Du Monde.
New Orleans City Park? Yeah.
Yeah, you go
fantastic
all the way down,
yeah.
And then run the quarter, beautiful. Run like, what is it, Chapitulis or Caron, over by Portocol, which is the back end of the quarter, Frenchman Street, and then you run down one of those streets in the quarter to get back to your hotel if you're staying over in the Warehouse District. New Orleans is a fabulous city to run in, fabulous. So I put that up there. But there may be places, right, you know, right up the street here. But your favorite or coolest place for a walk or a run,
okay.
Coolest place. Do you have one that pops in your head? I will say this, as you were talking about Georgia cities, Savannah with those gardens.
Beautiful.
And those areas
that
you can run from one to another and another. Savannah is a great running town.
Lake Oconee is absolutely perfection. They've got lots of trails. And
do they?
Beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Spectacular.
No shortage at Lake Oconee.
Yeah, so pretty. Mm-hmm.
Right? 404-726-0929. Coolest place for a walk or a run, the college or pro game this year you're looking forward to the most, and what is your sports cathedral? I will say this before we take our calls. Tinker's not on there, is he? Okay. Do you know who Tinker is?
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of a old school, looks a little like you'd expect from a good old Southern boy. Well, he grabbed Bobby at this dinner. And he was explaining, he has a pet pig. You know that, right?
I heard it on the radio.
Yeah, he has a couple of dogs and a pig.
Mm-hmm.
And he was showing Bobby pictures of the pig. Bobby was having a hard time understanding. You have and the pig sleeps anywhere the pig wants in the house, and there's dogs in the house, right?
Did you see the pig? Is it massive?
Yeah, it's a big pig. And I said, what would happen if I walked in your house? This is what we were talking about yesterday. He said, if I wasn't there and the pig didn't have my scent, so if the pig has Tinker's scent, right? Do you want to put him up for 1 second? If the pig has Tinker's scent, he will not attack. So, of course, I can't. I need to understand when you say attack. Like, the pig's only, does pig have teeth that could just bite right into you? Huh? Tinker?
We can't hear you.
Tinker, you need to turn your radio off.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
All right, he's off. He's off.
That didn't go well. I need to know the pig's name and when
is
they
he ready?
Got it.
Okay, turn your radio down, Tinker. Can you put him back up? Jeez, Louise, the guy's been on the radio 10,000 times. He doesn't know how to turn his radio down. Tinker.
No, that's my fault. Sorry.
Man, it was your fault. Of course, I'm not blaming anybody else. So what's the pig's name?
Winston.
right. So if you come in the house and you don't smell Tinker, what is he capable of doing to a 50-year-old man? Like, in all seriousness, what would happen?
He could crush your whole legs.
What do you mean crush my legs? He's going to bite into him?
Yeah. Yeah, he'll go everything from the knee down. He'll tear it to shreds.
He told Bobby a story about an apple, what he's capable, right? What's the apple story? Do it quick because we got to get to call. What's the
apple? Okay, I had a full-size apple, and I gave it to him, and he had it in his mouth, and he said it. Now, he did not, when he went to bite the apple, he did not raise up and then bite down. All he did, and apple fit comfortably, all he did was push down, and then the whole apple exploded.
So that's that could be my ankle.
Does Winston sleep in the bed with you?
Not in the bed, but he'll sleep on the floor. But a lot of times, like this past all this summer, he's been staying outside.
Okay.
But he has a choice. He's housebroken.
Did your dad have a pig when you were growing up?
No.
Okay.
No,
we gotta go to calls. We gotta go to calls. Sorry, I shouldn't have.
Right.
Sorry, bye. He's not getting playing three strikes. These guys.
Tinker.
So Bobby, let's just say my 13-year-old, that was a lot. He didn't really understand.
Does he want a pig now at your house? If you get a pig, and I would like to be there when Valya comes over and you're telling
bacon,
the family
egg, and
you
cheese.
Got a pig.
That's the only pig I'm getting. Don't Michael and McDonough, what's your sports cathedral?
I would have to say Pasadena, California, Georgia, Oklahoma. That's the venue I've ever been to.
Rose Bowl. College or pro game you are looking forward to the most?
Oh, it's got to be Georgia, Alabama, and the lights this year.
The coolest place for a walk or a run?
Y'all stole my thunder. Savannah, Georgia. I've got family lived there their whole life.
So pretty.
Paul in a truck. What's your sports cathedral?
The old Gator Bowl for Georgia, Florida.
College or pro game this season you're looking most forward to?
Georgia, Alabama.
Coolest place for a walk or a run?
Lula Falls Gorge.
Yeah, another good one. Thank you, buddy. That's on the way.
I don't know where that is. No, I don't know where that is.
Right? All right. I think it's on the way to Highlands, North Carolina.
I'm sure it is. Way up. It must be expensive.
No, it's not. It's
expensive,
a beautiful
trail.
Wow. thanks, gentlemen. Sandy, see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Hey, guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.